Off the Ball. GAA.
Don't underestimate the excitement. I don't underestimate what that buzz in a county can do. Sometimes you have to with the jungle. Nathan. You can't tame the jungle. You got to roll with
join
it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball. This is News Talk.
Welcome along to Friday night's Off the Ball. It's Mick McCarthy here with you until 10 o'clock tonight. A massive weekend for Irish sport. The Ireland women's rugby team has been named to play the Black Ferns on Sunday in that massive game. We'll talk about that in just a minute. And the Ireland men's football team will begin their own World Cup journey against Hungary at the Aviva Stadium tomorrow night. David Connolly will join us this hour to discuss his hopes for Ireland's campaign. The NFL returned last night. We had spitting, we had lightning delays, and in the end, a predictable result. Off the Ball's NFL pod team of myself, Keane Fahey, and Ger Gilroy will mark your card for the next 18 weeks of Red Zone Sundays. Also, Shamrock Shoaga are an LGBTQ plus Irish basketball team. Two members of their team will set down with Nathan Murphy recently in the latest episode of our Settle In series. We'll hear their story after 8 o'clock tonight. And after 9, we have a debutante on the crappy quiz. The WhatsApp number is 0879 180 180, and you can get in touch with us on social media at Off the Ball. First though, Scott Beaman has named his team for Ireland's monumental task versus New Zealand at the Amex on Sunday. Susanna Mullen is over in Brighton for the game and the team announcement today. And it was disappointment, really, Susanna. The name we all wanted to hear wasn't announced.
Yeah, absolutely. So over here in Brighton, and this is the big one. It's the top of the table, Pool C, big clash against reigning world champion. So as much as kind of the coaches and the players can say it's the same build-up as any other week, I think everyone has had this fixture marked in their calendar for a long time. So the excitement is definitely building in Brighton. And after all the kind of humming and hawing about what Scott would do with this game, because we know they're already qualified for a quarterfinal. So it was all about, you know, would he rest players this week and then bring in a strong team to face that quarterfinal? But even after the team announcement, we're not really 100% sure what he's doing, as I think is the way he likes to have it. But as you said, a few crucial players left out, and one of them is Aoife Wafer. We all know her, red scrum cap. She was Six Nations player of the championship this year. And she took part fully in training this week. So she was in a contact session on Thursday. We had Dennis Fogarty, scrum coach, on Wednesday saying that they're very confident that she is ready and she'll be fit for this weekend. But she has been left out. And this is what head coach Scott Beaman had to say when we asked him about it.
All the way through, there's been a bit of a plan around Aoife, you know, from the very beginning to her joining up with the group. And everything's tracking and trending. She's desperate to be involved this weekend. Our plan of where she's coming back to, we could have considered picking her this week. We've made a decision that actually for her best opportunity and as the team's best opportunity is to go hard in training again next week, and we'll see where that stands us for the following week.
So you were pretty confident you can get her back on the pitch next week?
I'm really confident. If you look in her eyes, you can see she's really confident as well.
This is a kind of a confusing one, given the news we heard earlier in the week and how big this game is. And, you know, obviously you mentioned the questions as to how seriously Ireland are taking the game. But, you know, I do think that I always thought that was nonsense, to be honest. But I do wonder if they're ultimately doing the right thing, and there's a long-term benefit here for Aoife Wafer of not rushing her back from a relatively serious injury. Just to, you know, it's also like the history of sport would suggest this has never worked. It has never worked shoehorning in an injured player when they're not ready to go. It won't do Ireland any favours. It won't do Aoife Wafer any favours.
Yeah, I mean, I think Aoife Wafer is such a beast, for lack of a better word. And she is so used to injuries that I almost think it wouldn't have fazed her coming in, having had not a lot of game time under her belt. She would have been raring to go, knowing the way she plays. And I think she would have put up a performance. So from that point of view, I think she, as Scott said, she is raring to go and she would be ready. But at the same time, Mick, I think you're right in a way. I mean, she had knee surgery, what, 6 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
We thought the World Cup was gone.
She's only had one full training back. I mean, at the start of the week, she was still kind of warming up separately on her own. And then she did take part fully. But can you really go into a matchday squad having had one training, even from a cohesion point of view? Like, I know she's class individually, but would you link up well with the players around you? Would you all be on the same page? And this isn't the time to not be cohesive. I mean, they're playing the best, well, one of the best teams in the world, reigning world champions. They all need to be on one page. And as you said, from a like player welfare point of view, I mean, we saw her last week and she was still limping with the kind of knee brace on. So you do wonder, is she a little bit further away from being ready than they're kind of telling us? Mm. But I mean, we'll have to see in the quarterfinal. If she is ready and can play next week, then I mean, all for the better, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah, if she's able to hit the ground running, which we all hope she can. But as you mentioned, it wasn't really the only selection question ahead. And like, we weren't, you know, everything wasn't as predictable as you might expect at this stage of a tournament.
No, I feel like it's been a bit, I feel like Scott Beamon is so unreadable. You think you know what he's going to come out with, and then the next moment he just absolutely flips the switch. We know he likes to do that. I think somebody said that he hasn't named an unchanged team in something like a year. So he just constantly, he doesn't kind of have one team that he's set with. And like likes to play. He doesn't have his set starting 15. He really likes to change it up. And he says, you know, that's good for keeping, he's all about keeping competitiveness rife in the squad and making players fight for their position so that they're always performing at their best. But then there are questions around, do you not want your best 15 cohesion to know each other as well as, you know, as well as physically possible on that pitch? And it'll be interesting to see. I mean, there's been seven changes last week from the Japan game into the Spain game, and then six changes now again from Spain into New Zealand. So we'll have to wait and see whether that is a hindrance, having not had those players all on the pitch for 2 weeks in a row, or whether he's right and it'll pay off.
Yeah, the one thing about the UEFA injury is, like, as exceptional a player as she is, and as obviously we're missing Erin King already from the back row, as Ireland's back row does have a lot of strength and depth, and we have lost another player this week in Fiona Chu. Doesn't look like Scott Beamon was saying that's a medical issue as well, that she's not available, but to be able to bring in Adele McMahon and Brittany Hogan is, you know, there's still a lot of quality in the Irish back row.
Yeah, absolutely. And Fiona was a surprising one, actually, because she played the full 80 minutes last week. She did get some attention kind of near the end of the first half, but she played on. So it was surprising to hear him say that she's been medically ruled out, but apparently she has, but it's minor. She'll be back next week, so that's good. But as you said, Brittany Hogan has been playing a stormer. I mean, it's hard to play a position when you're compared to Six Nations Player of the Championship all the time. I mean, she's constantly put up against Aoife Wafer. But if you watch her, I mean, she was player of the match in the Japan game. Last week, she came off the bench earlier than she expected because Sam Monaghan came off. And she had a stormer. She carries really hard off the back of the scrum. Her work rate around the pitch is incredible. So as you said, it's not all doom and gloom just because we don't have our star player. I just think it's hard to look past what Aoife Wafer can bring. But once you do and realise that the depth is there, it's quite encouraging. I mean, you wouldn't want a team solely relying on one player anyway. So
yeah,
I think it's a good thing for Ireland rugby in general that we do have depth in that back row.
Absolutely, absolutely. Most important thing in 18. But in the backs then, probably a little bit more expected from the Japan game anyway.
I mean, well, we've got the exact same lineup in the backs as we did in that Japan game. So we've got Aveen Riley has come back in at scrum half. And I think at this point, as I said, you never know with Scott Beamon, but he does like to change up his scrum halves. But I think he's settled on Aveen as his kind of starting nine at the moment, alongside Dana. I think Molly Scuffle McCabe had a tough game last week. She's quick around the park. She's got good decision making, but some of her passes weren't quite going to hand. I think there was a lot of knock-ons and a lot of handling errors in that game last week. You can't all put that down to her. No. But she wasn't controlling the game in the way I think you'd like to see a nine do. So she's been dropped out of the 23 this week. I'm not saying it's solely on that game, but Aveen will start. And then Emily Lane, who has cemented her place on the bench, interestingly enough, she's been on the bench for all three games. So she's obviously that kind of impact scrum half that Beamon wants to bring on. But yeah, they'll be there alongside Dana. And then in the subs, we've got a really strange situation. So Enya Breen has been kind of in that backup 10 position for the past, I want to say, year, if not more. She's a centre, but she can play 10. She's got a huge boot, and she's great kind of when Dana needs a break, or sometimes she comes on outside Dana. Yeah. But she's been left out of the 23 completely this week, which is really interesting. And we've got Nancy McGillivray who's come in, and then we've got Anna McGann on the bench as well. So Baylen Parsons will start on that right wing. But I don't know, it's a bit bizarre. I mean, we can see how Stacey Flood, who's at fullback, she has played 10 before. Obviously, a couple of years ago, she was the starting 10 for Ireland. But I think it was 2021 was the last time she started a game at 10. And she's obviously been in the 7 circuit for the past couple of years. So she doesn't have a lot of experience. She doesn't have a lot of game time there. And Nancy is a centre, as far as we're aware. She plays for Exeter Chiefs in that 13 jersey. She's played only at centre for Ireland. So you can't see her coming on in that 10 position. But we did ask Scott Beamond about it. Like, if something were to happen to Dana, kind of touch wood that it doesn't, who would fill in that 10 jersey? And this is what he had to say.
Brina, we're going to be a little bit careful with. She's a little bit of a niggle, nothing more. She'd be available, but we just decided to be a little bit precautionary in and around that. It lets us give Nancy McGivray a shot coming on at the centre. She's been doing some great stuff in training, and we believe that she'll come on and add. If obviously Dana, who covers that, so we've got a little bit of experience in the group that we can rely on. Stacey Flood's played some 10 in the past. We've been preparing for such events like this. We believe we'll be able to keep performing, and we've got players that can do a job when required.
Yeah, I have to say, I see where he's coming from. I think if Enya Breen is carrying even a knock that she could have played through, and you're kind of at the point where Dana O'Brien is so kind of like nailed on as the number one, you always have to, weigh up as a coach, is like cover versus using your bench, and you want kind of all of your bench players to have an impact and to be there for more than just hoping somebody doesn't get injured or tired or be out of form, you know. So I can see where he's coming from, but number 10 is the one place where you might make that exception if there isn't somebody who's ready to play. I'm sure Stacey Flood would step in and do a great job, but then she needs to be covered and so on. So it's going to be interesting. The sense over there, like, is how much is there a sense, you know, among the Irish media, among the groups over there, the players and such, that this is a game that Ireland can win? Because obviously we look at what happened in the World XV last year. You know, it's not going to be a New Zealand team that turns up to the World Cup at that stage. We know that. But Ireland should improve as well. Are we looking back kind of like the 2013, 2014 era where they can beat New Zealand? Or am I being ridiculously optimistic?
I don't think you're being ridiculously optimistic. I think after the Spain game last week, us in the kind of media and in the stands were looking at each other going, oh my gosh, if they play like this against New Zealand, they don't really have a hope of winning. But I mean, we've seen them pull out incredible big game performances, and I think most importantly they're one of the co-captains. You know, how do you feel facing up against the likes of Georgia Miller, whose face has just been everywhere for this World Cup? I mean, she's been the star player so far, and she goes, you know what, we have to respect New Zealand, but also they have to respect us. We beat them last year, we've grown massively. Even since that game last year, we've gone on a massive upward trajectory, and you know, they have some fast players who can run around us, but we also have some fast players and some sevens players who will put up the test to them. So she was she was like, we don't think about individual players. They don't shake us, kind of thing. So the confidence coming out of camp is very encouraging. I mean, they're always going to seem confident on the outside anyway, aren't they? They're not going to tell you that they're worried, but I do think that they'll put it up to New Zealand. I think most importantly for them, they've spoken a lot about momentum and how they want to carry momentum throughout this World Cup. And I think so far they've done that. Obviously, 2 bonus points wins, a quarterfinal secured. I think what they need to do, whether they win or lose this game, doesn't matter too much. They're in the quarterfinal anyway, but they need to keep it close. From my own personal opinion, I think if they go into this game and get beaten 40 or 50 points by a Black Ferns team that they have beaten a year ago, they won't feel confident going into this quarterfinal. Whereas if they lose, if they put up a performance, they iron out some of those mistakes from last week, and then also hold it up to what at the end of the day are the reigning world champions and an incredibly good team, I think then they'll go into this quarterfinal with confidence and the potential to overcome whoever they play there.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll see what happens and hope it's the latter rather than the former there. Susanna, you're going to be watching the match on Sunday with Fiona Hayes, which I'm sure will be an education
absolutely,
in itself,
yeah.
And an education in herself if you if you let her take her out on the town on Saturday night. So be careful.
She's already told me where to meet her tomorrow, which is in the Irish pub in Brighton. So
okay.
That'll
okay.
be education already.
Yeah, exactly. Education in socialising and rugby coming this weekend
yes.
for you. So enjoy the weekend, and hopefully we hear from you on the show on Sunday if Irish pub doesn't go too mad tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll try my best.
Great stuff. We'll be back in a few minutes with David Connolly on the other big Irish match of the weekend when we play Hungary in the Aviva Stadium tomorrow in the World Cup qualifiers.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
Anyone can dream it, but to be it, you must never stop competing. Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish women's rugby.